5 minutes.
5 minutes, we're gonna take up the next case in 5 minutes.
Good to see you.
It has been a long time.
You too.
I just spent a month in Arizona. I think we are ready. We're going to go ahead.
Okay.
It looked like everybody was gone, so I didn't know who was waiting for me. Everybody's here that needs to be, except for one person that'll be back shortly. Okay, our next case, Bob, would you please present, let me find my agenda. I believe it's the Decky. There it is. Gary Decky. Decky?
Before I begin the staff presentation on this one, unfortunately, I believe the staff, I have created an issue for this applicant. I spoke with the applicant today. I was of the understanding that we would likely just have a three-person board today.
Yes.
And so I went ahead and informed the applicant at that time that they would be offered the option of continuing the application until next month. It's my understanding that the applicant planned to have a few other people in attendance, and so I believe she's wanting to request to continue this until next month, if the board's open to that.
The chair has no issues with that whatsoever.
And I do apologize. Like I said, the staff's somewhat created this issue.
Did you explain to her what could happen next month? It could be the same thing?
It is possible.
I'm the problem here.
I told her.
Make sure you come next month.
See, you put pressure on me, and that's why I'm here.
I have told them.
When you walked in, they were quite surprised, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, now you're putting me under pressure.
This is what this is.
So.
If there's only three people present, we give the option of postponing, because it takes at least a vote of three to pass any, you know, action that we take. And if there's only three here, that means it must be unanimous. There's normally a full board is five. Tonight you have four. And in light of the discussion with our administrator, unless somebody has any issue with it, why don't we just go ahead and postpone it and not put any more time into it tonight and let you get home and let your husband know we'll see him next month. And
all right, thank you.
Hopefully we'll get some replacements to help Alan out here.
Okay, thank you. And the new date is?
And the new date will be May 18th.
18th at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. See you next time. Bye.
That was Decky. And now our next case. And thank you, Bob, for bringing that up before we went through.
You're a nice guy.
That saved us some time, as well as our next our public hearing. And I believe that would be Alana Hovey. Covey concerning a variance, but go ahead and sit down. We're going to have Bob explain what's going on to us and present the case.
Okay. And I do apologize. I've got a technical issue here. I've got the wrong, let me pull up the...
You'll find it here in just
correct,
a
minute. There we go. Sorry about that. I had the wrong PowerPoint. This is case number 2016-2V. The project is, this is a road right-of-way and road standards variance request. The applicant is Alana Hovey. The representative is Kelly Lundgren. The property in question is located at 421 North Emery Creek Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. And we've got it highlighted here. And I'll zoom in on this. It's located in the Jasper Township, Section 32, Township 24, Range 21. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views of the property. The applicant is requesting variances from the provisions of Appendix K, so the road and access standards of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and also Section 9, Table 3N, right-of-way width of the Taney County Road Standards. The background and history on this, on March 21st of this year, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2016-6, authorizing the development of Tree Town, a bed and breakfast facility consisting of a total of 18 treehouses, with one treehouse being utilized as a galley, a future event bar and barn, and two houses to be located at 421 North Emery Creek Road, Walnut Shade. And here's a site plan for the development. Like I said, the applicant's now requesting both a road right-of-way width variance, and where we're really talking about the variance in question is going across this adjoining property. There was a condition number 5 of the decision of record for this Division 3 permit stated that prior to the issuance of Division 2 permits, the applicant shall ensure that an easement of 50 feet in width is provided from the end of Emery Creek Road to the property line in question. Said easement shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office. And so essentially the Planning Commission requested county maintenance ends right here. And the Planning Commission approved this with a condition that the applicant, this is currently a 40-foot wide easement, and they placed a condition essentially requiring the applicant to obtain an additional 10 feet of easement or right-of-way width. Like I said, the property is currently accessed via this 40-foot wide road easement. Per the provision of the road standards, it would be required to be a minimum of 50 feet in width. Emery Creek Road is a county maintained road up to that point that I indicated. The applicant now is essentially requesting a variance from this 50 foot right of way width requirement, allowing for the existing 40 foot wide easement to be utilized as the access into Tree Town. The applicant has indicated that the topography of the existing area within the 40-foot easement does not allow for a road to be constructed per county 50-foot easement specifications. There's a cliff on the south side of the existing roadway and essentially more of a rock bluff on the north side in areas. The applicant has further indicated that by widening the 40-foot easement beyond the width of the 40-foot wide existing county-maintained road, that could actually pose some safety issues as people enter and leave the county-maintained road. Condition number 6 on the current decision of record basically states that prior to the issuance of Division 2 permits for the construction of the buildings, the roadway providing access to Tree Town, to the Tree Town property, shall be improved, assuring compliance with the Taney County road standards. The applicant shall allow for all road improvements to be inspected by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Randy Hayes basically indicated that per the provisions of the road standards, the roadway in question could be constructed with a gravel surface. However, the road standards call for a minimum road surface width of 20 feet with two-foot shoulders, one on each side of the roadway, plus a ditched area. And it's my understanding that the applicant's requesting a variance from these standards, allowing for the roadway in question to be constructed without the shoulders, and in some areas with a lesser ditched area. So it's my understanding they would still have the 20-foot wide driving surface. They would have a similar